This is reading lesson 14. Open the reading manual that accompanies this tape set to page 14. If you need time to do this, stop the tape for a moment and start it again when you're ready. Read word number 1.
شرطة. شرطة.
Word number 2 contains the letter for the S sound and the letter for the SH sound. Both letters have three little teeth and are distinguished from each other by the three dots placed above the letter for the SH sound. This word ends with the long A sound represented by a letter that is used only in final position. Its value is the same as the one represented by a vertical stroke. Read word number 2.
مستشفى. مستشفى.
Read word number 3.
صيدلية. صيدلية.
Word number 4 contains the long vowel a in the middle, which is represented in this context by a vertical stroke. Read word number 4.
إسعاف. إسعاف.
Read word number 5.
هاتف. هاتف.
Item number 6 contains two words which mean public telephone. As you can see, the word for telephone precedes the adjective.
هاتف عمومي. هاتف عمومي.
Some signs on telephone booths use the foreign word telephone transliterated into Arabic, especially in Jordan. Read word number 7.
Telephone. Telephone.
Read word number 8. Remember that the letter B has a dot below it.
بريد. بريد.
Read word number 9.
طوابع. طوابع.
Item number 10 is made up of two words that mean postcards. The first one on the right literally means cards, and the second one means postal. Read item number 10.
بطاقات بريدية. بطاقات بريدية.
Read word number 11.
طرود. طرود.
Item 12 consists of two words. The first one, which is on the right, means calls, and the second literally means outside or external. Both words together make the meaning long-distance calls. Read item number 12.
مكالمات خارجية. مكالمات خارجية.
Read word number 13.
برقيات. برقيات.
Word number 14.
دخان. دخان.
Number 15.
عصير. عصير.
Word number 16 is a borrowing from English. Read it.
ساندويش. ساندويش.
Number 17.
ماء. ماء.
Word number 18.
شاي. شاي.
Read word number 19.
قهوة. قهوة.
Word number 20 is also a borrowing. It ends with a silent T that is pronounced ah. Read number 20.
بيرة. بيرة.
Read word number 21.
شارع. شارع.
Word number 22 means cashier, referring to the place of transaction. It starts with a definite article L. Note, however, that it is pronounced as an S rather than L because it is followed by a dark S sound, thus both resulting in an elongated S sound.
الصندوق الصندوق
Item number 23 is composed of two words also meaning cashier, but this item refers to the person tending the cash. It literally means the tender of cash.
أمين الصندوق أمين الصندوق
Read word number 24.
مدير مدير
This is the end of reading lesson 14.